We turn now to politics, where the presidential campaign, like Wall Street's current roller coaster, has become a nail biter. We'll have more on the latest polls coming up, but first, in Cedar Rapids, Iowa today, John McCain and Sarah Palin did not mince words. While introducing McCain, Palin sharpened her attacks on Obama and his running mate, Joe Biden. She repeated what has become a familiar refrain at the campaign's rallies and in its ads.
To them, raising taxes, and Joe Biden said it again today, raising taxes is about patriotism. To the rest of America, that's not patriotism. Raising taxes is about killing jobs and hurting small businesses and making things worse.
Palin was referring to an interview Biden gave this morning on ABC's Good Morning America.
We want to take money and put it back in the pocket of middle-class people.
Anybody making over $250,000 is going to pay more.
You got it. It's time to be patriotic, Kate. Time to jump in. Time to be part of the deal. Time to help get America out of the rut. And the way to do that is they're still going to pay less taxes than they paid under Reagan.
According to the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center, Obama's plan would raise taxes on the wealthiest 1%, but it lowers taxes for the middle class by more than John McCain's plan would. McCain followed Palin on stage. He accused Obama of doublespeak on the economy.
When I pushed legislation to reform Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, Senator Obama was silent. He didn't lift a finger to avert this crisis.
But in light of the recent Wall Street meltdown, McCain saved some tough talk for Christopher Cox, the current head of the Securities and Exchange Commission.
The chairman of the SEC serves at the appointment of the president, and in my view, has betrayed the public trust. If I were president today, I would fire him.
Later, White House spokeswoman Dana Perino insisted that Cox still has President Bush's confidence. Barack Obama, meanwhile, was in Española, New Mexico, for a rally this afternoon. He fired back at McCain, accusing his rival of a little doublespeak of his own.
When I was warning about the danger ahead on Wall Street months ago because of the lack of oversight, Senator McCain was telling the Wall Street Journal, and I quote, "I am always for less regulation." This is what he said just a few months ago. Except now, with the magnitude of the crisis apparent, even to the Bush White House, John McCain wants to reverse himself. He wants to reverse course. Now, all of a sudden, he has become a populist.
Obama said he'll convene a meeting tomorrow with his top economic advisors to outline a plan for the current crisis, a plan that would help the economy and assist average Americans.